I have brain power each day, every moment, passing through the whole way of the skull to the 3-pound paradox. A structure so amazing, a mystery to mankind. A reason of darkness with rays of light. A journey to the very big place, to the place wider than the sky, deeper than the sea, taller than the highest edifice, potent than the most perfect computer, an intelligent machine without a switch button, where I think to become, what I feel to attract, what I imagine to create. I can let my limitation define me and have the key to set me free. I am a star that's earned the right to shine. I have the brain power. Written by Linda Honor. Hello, bright brains. How are you all doing today? You know, it's always a delight to welcome you to another brand new episode. Enlightening and educating episode. How have you all been? Thank you for always taking our time to hit the button on all my listening platforms. Don't forget to listen by following me on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Do subscribe on Google and jam it. Listen on AudioMac. And do leave an audio feedback or message on Anchor FM. Follow me on my social media and also on Alinda on Instagram and Facebook. I love you all. Thank you. You're the best. Without you all, I wouldn't be here giving you this great insight. Welcome. On this episode, Bright Brains, I would love to share with you on the topic. You have the brain power, never set limits. I take that again. You have the brain power, never set limits. Do you know what I found while trying to bring up this topic to discuss with you all? I stumbled upon an intriguing story. A story of Caroline James. She's the founder of OneDecide.com. Oh no, I haven't met her. But the story found was so intriguing, was enlightening, was educating. And that's why I decided that I would love to share this story with you all. If you can access the story, please do. But if you can, pay attention as I read to you her story. Am I a success story? That depends on what you think success is. In a world limited by people's opinion, I was fortunate enough to have parents who pushed me beyond what I thought was the limit imposed by my circumstances. I was burned with a heavy form of dyslexia that saw me fail over and over again, math and Spanish, my native language. Teachers preached to my parents how I would struggle if I ever decided to go to the university. I felt like a failure, unable to cope with this non-dyslexic world. My parents, on the other hand, pushed me to greatness. But in my own mind, I felt I couldn't go very far. I let my own fear of failure keep me from going to the university after high school finished. For 3 years, I searched for forms of making a living that didn't involve math or Spanish. I became a waitress, a maid, a bartender, and a dog worker until I realized that I didn't want to live my life with jobs that weren't personally satisfying, and that left me no sense of satisfaction. I wanted to write, but how could I if I have dyslexia? In spite of the great fear I had for my dyslexic mind, I enrolled myself into the university. I chose the career path focused on writing. Journalism. I pushed myself beyond what I thought were my own limits. I worked harder than my fellow classmates. And if it took them 2 hours to do an essay, it would take me 12. But I wasn't fighting against them. I was fighting against my own self, pushing and working beyond the pain, frustration, and desperation. I spent countless sleepless nights trying to get each essay perfect and flawless, rewriting every sentence to make it correct, and I still had flaws, mistakes, errors that made me feel like a failure. It came as a surprise to me, but not to my parents, that I actually managed to graduate top of my class and got a freelancing writing job in English, which is not even my native language. No, I am not rich. I haven't written a best-selling book, and I don't make much money. But I can tell you this. I love my job. I love writing. I cry when I get sent back stuff. And I get very frustrated. But I keep going beyond my limits, only to discover that it is limitless on the other side. Caroline James. Wow, when I read that story, I was greatly impacted. Many of you might not know, I'm not just a podcaster, I'm also a writer. Oh, you can sort of call me a journalist. I'm a freelance writer. Just give me anything, I'll write it. You've heard me. I write poems. I write articles. I write short stories. Depending on what you want me to work with. So if you're looking for your freelance writing blog, then Linda Ona is here for you. Back to what we're discussing. Caroline James was a dyslexic person. I don't know if we know what dyslexia is. It is a form of disability characterized by difficulty in reading and writing. So you can imagine in this dispensation of work today, whereby you must be versed in reading as well as writing. But she had a form of disability in that. The one striking thing I want you to know, I know you heard me read that story, was that she never gave up for once, even though she had difficulty. Do you know what it means to come top of the class? It's not a day's job. It's not just sitting around and mopping around about your challenges, about how you're not good enough. Of how your disability makes you unequal to the able-bodied. But what she did was that she didn't compete with those other students. She competed with herself. According to her, sometimes she struggled to even write stories. She struggled to write stuffs. In fact, sometimes she had to read it like 20 times or more just to be able to see if it was perfect. Sometimes she had to cry knowing that it isn't flowing. She has that difficulty. But she understood something, that it was limitless on the other side, and that she wasn't going to quit. And she didn't. The people with no arms and no legs out there who are achieving great things. How much more you have got everything. In that, I'm sharing this episode with you titled, You Have the Brain Power, Never Set Limit. Because it is limitless on the other side. Let's move on. As I journeyed in my quest to bring this topic to you all, it still built upon another story, or let's say another awesome insight from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I know many of you wondering, why she was mentioning Chicken Soup for the Soul? Now, I'm not a brand ambassador, of course. But chicken soup is not a meal, actually. It is a work of art. It is a book. Yes, you have Chicken Soup for the Soul, Chicken Soup for the Teeny Soul, Chicken Soup for Mother and Child, Chicken Soup for the Brain. And so I happened to stumble upon this particular one tied to boost your brain power. Boost Your Brain Power by Dr. Mary Pasinski and Liz Neperent. And the story was titled Never Set Limits. And they have this fascinating explanation to give on that. You can check out Chicken Soup for the Soul. It said, I find the spectrum of brain abilities fascinating. They demonstrate how ingenious the brain can be. Throughout my career in neurology, I've cared for patients with a wide spectrum of neurological conditions. It marveled at the brain's ability to overcome and compensate for injury, disease, and deficiencies. Those who ultimately do the best are the ones who stay motivated and push themselves to overcome obstacles. It can be frustrating for them to learn the basics like speaking, reading, or holding a utensil. But if they persevere, they're usually rewarded. They may not make up all their lost ground, but they certainly do better than those who give up. Sometimes, they even discover unexpected cognitive treasures along the way while digging deep into the gray matter. For example, a person who has trouble speaking due to stroke may learn to express him or herself through painting or sculpture. In the story, Just a Little Farther to Go, John Kelly's son, Jen, worked hard to restore the skills he lost due to a traumatic brain injury. It can be done. This is a valuable lesson for us all. Too often, it isn't until we are loved. Too often, it isn't until we or loved ones suffer a catastrophic event that we fully appreciate the magnificence of the human mind. Those challenged with an unfortunate brain event aren't the only ones who benefit from a brain improvement program. Few successful people got to where they are on natural ability alone. They worked hard, practiced, learned, struggled, stayed focused, and withered plenty of setbacks along the way. In the process, they were nurturing and structuring the brain for success. Not all success stories start out with a huge bank account or a superior education either. History is overflowing with individuals who came from humble means. And through hard work and unrelenting dedication, went on to achieve great things. Leonardo da Vinci started life as an illegitimate child and grew up an uneducated peasant. Yet, he made important contribution in every field from art to architecture to astronomy. Oprah Winfrey went from a little girl dressed in a potato sack to one of the most powerful media moguls of all time. Both of these individuals are examples of someone who had natural talent, but more critically, had the drive to hone their innate intellectual aptitude into something exceptional. Every one of us is capable of achieving something amazing, regardless of circumstances or prior experience. Remember, when I told you every brain was unique, I meant it. Once you learn not to set limits on yourself or accept labels, you open up yourself to possibilities you may never have considered before. I sometimes think about what would have happened had I accepted the guidance counselor's assessment of me. chances are, I never would have had the opportunity to attend medical school, or for that matter, college. I'm grateful I had enough faith in myself to believe in my capabilities, and the support of parents who encouraged me to pursue my dreams. That's the story from Chicken Soup for the Soul, from the edition Boost Your Brain Power by Dr. Mary Pusinki in Liz Nepore. From the two stories I've read, you've noticed the reiteration of the power in the brain. And it's amazing that not only do they believe in themselves by working on what they think and never setting limits for what they can achieve in their brain and taking action towards them, their parents also contributed to helping them become somebody, an achiever. And I would like to enjoy parents out there. Never ever set limits for your children. Ensure you take out time to encourage them. Help them to rise when they fall. Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you today that there's the possibility that when you look around you, you see tales of wounds, doom, in disastrous situations. The question is, have you set goals and never followed through to achieve them because you lack the confidence? Do you have those lofty dreams that you have never quite started? Do you think that you don't have the required talent or skills to get started on fulfilling your goals? Truth be told, the only thing holding you back is because you've set limits for you. Simply put, you label yourself as not being good enough or having what it takes. Well, think about this. Your brain hasn't lost the power and potential to learn and practice. Limitations only exist in your mind. Don't let your mind limit you or deter you from succeeding. Pay attention. The stories that I've shared with you, there were people who realized they had the brain power and that even the disabilities couldn't deter them from becoming great achievers. There might be some people whom you might know that uses the brain and the way you admire and wish to emulate. Or maybe you have even read about them in magazines, in books, or what have you. Why don't you try to spend time with such people, or even read about them, study their autobiography, lifestyle, so you can understand how they've modeled their brains for achievement and how they never set limits for the fulfillment of their goals. Even if you don't know them physically, but you only know your role models from the pages of a magazine, a history book, a book, grab and read everything you can about them. It is true that no man is an island of knowledge and that we have to learn from each other. That's why books, knowledge is it, so that we can all learn from each other as humans. Study how they spend their time, their habits, how they lead their lives, a lifestyle that enable them become great achievers. In the process of studying and learning about them, and even then forget reflecting, you will discover the key to how they nurtured and groomed their brains for success. Borrow a leaf from the page and adapt and apply some of the methods that work for you. You too can maximize your own mental faculties and ultimately realize your full potential. Listen here, there is no room for limitation to thrive. You have the brain power. It is a machine just so powerful if you yield to it. It can help you become who you want to be. It can help you achieve whatever you want to achieve. You have the brain power. Think it. Use it. You can do it. Don't forget to hit the button on all my listening platforms. Armin, your army, the podcaster, your soothing voice. Linda Connor. See you at the top. Thank you for listening. I love you all.